In the spring of 1947, in the arid mountains overlooking the northwestern shore of the Dead Sea, 25 kilometers from Jerusalem, a young shepherd named Mohammed Edib made an extraordinary discovery. While searching for a lost goat, Mohammed threw a stone and heard the sound of pottery breaking. Inside a cave, he discovered jars filled with parchment scrolls. Some of the manuscripts were purchased by Mar Athanasius Samuel, the Archbishop of the Jacobite Church in Jerusalem. Others were given to Eliezer Sukenik, an archaeologist and professor at the Hebrew University in the same city. The value of their contribution to the knowledge of biblical history is immense. Up until this discovery, the oldest known texts of the Bible were dated from the 10th century CE. Thanks to the text found in Qumran, we now know fragments dating back to the 2nd century BCE, which is more than 1,000 years earlier than the previously known texts. However, they will give rise to a fascinating saga. Mar Athanasius Samuel hoped to sell these manuscripts in the United States, where he was staying, in order to finance his church. However, he refused to sell them to Sukenik. Describing them as an ideal gift for a religious institution, he placed an advertisement in the Wall Street Journal. Sukenik's son, Eliezer, deceitfully bought them back, being aware of the advertisement. Excavation at Qumran began in 1949 in order to prevent the scrolls from ending up on the antiquities market. Hundreds of caves have been excavated, a total of 972 manuscripts in the form of scrolls and fragments was found in 11 of them. Written in Hebrew with a few of them in Aramaic or Greek, the contents of these texts can be deciphered. The writings all belong to Jewish religious literature of the 1st century CE. Some texts are part of the canon of Hebrew and Christian Bibles, while others are completely unknown. They shed new light on the emergence of Christianity and Rabbinic Judaism. The discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls has revealed the astonishing continuity of the canonical texts over more than 2,000 years, as well as unveiling new approaches. As such, their contribution to the scientific and religious realms are of immense value.